Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, and Jay Skills. We got a hell of a show for you guys. No Juju Gotti this week. He's recovering from Vegas. Ah, yes, the Super Bowl. We won't talk about the Super Bowl, oddly enough, because by the time you're listening to this, Super Bowl already happened, but we're recording it hours before it started, so we figured, what's the point? But we get into a lot of other things, like the NBA trade deadline. Did Spencer Dinwiddie make the right decision in signing with the Lakers? Also, the Grammys. Killer Mike won 3. Did he deserve it? And what are some other big-time Grammy snubs from throughout the years? We also talk about a time-honored tradition on Cinephobe. Let's talk about haircuts and hairlines and barbers. This time, finding a backup barber, not as easy as you might think. And we also got deep into a conversation about Kobe Bryant's statue. You had one job, statue maker. Just make sure it looks like him. We'll get into all that. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go to get all the extra content. We're doing the watch-alongs now for the NBA games. We're doing the watch-alongs for Cinephobe. There's going to be one tonight honoring Carl Weathers. We're going to do the Carl Weathers Memorial rewatching of Rocky IV tonight, Monday, February 12th. So if you are listening to this in the morning, make sure you are locked in tonight. We also got the special edition Cinephobe episodes, the OG podcasts, exclusive segments. You got Coming Home with Tom and Trey. You've got the Zazcast with Zach and Waz. The Discord. There's so much more. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in right there. All right. Let's start the conversation with a very late review of The Marvels from me and Jason Madison.
Yeah, I was going to say, I watched the Marvels last night.
Me too, bro.
Yeah, I did. Disney Plus.
Yeah.
What was your takeaway?
I mean, it's just a continuation of, like, you know, what we talked about last week, which is, it's a little not as bad as some of the other ones, but it's still like, hey, Marvel back in the day, back when it was like the X-Men movies and like the Fantastic Four movies, the pre-MCU Marvel movies, we're like, hey, we take ourselves really seriously. And every once in a while, someone will make a joke. Now back to taking ourselves seriously. And then MCU started, and it's like, now we can fuck around with this shit. Like, it could be cool, and it could be, like, high-level serious, but there's always something that, like, there's a, I don't know how to describe it. There's an undercurrent of, like, yo, we're just fucking around out here. To the point where, like, when you watch Deadpool, which I know isn't MCU, but in Deadpool 2, where he fights Cable and he says, "Ooh, you're so dark and broody, like a DC villain," right? Because they're making the point that, like, that's the side that always be taking their shit way too seriously, and we're the ones that have fun over here.
Right.
And then, like, ever since, like, phase 4 or phase 5, it's been, like, back to, like, taking shit too seriously.
Right.
And I'm just like, you know, that, and also, I think the one thing that these villains that are like, yo, you only gonna be here for about 15 minutes, dog. I really don't need to get to know you. Like, oh, girl, like,
I had two main takeaways from the movie. And one was, I really like the Miss Marvel Kamala Khan girl.
Yeah. Cause she doesn't take the shit seriously.
She gives a great performance. She's funny. Yeah. She can do the action stuff. And she's just like a good addition to their whole thing.
Yeah.
And then on the opposite side of that, yeah, you got the villain chick who's like just this faceless, nameless, nothing character that you, like you said, it felt like watching an episode of Power Rangers. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just here for this episode. We know that you're going to be gone by the end. I don't need to learn your backstory or nothing deep or special about you. You know, like, even when she died, it didn't even really make sense to me. Like, she put on the other bangle and it's too strong for her. But then the other girl can wear the bangles. Like, okay, I guess.
I just saw her. As soon as she showed up, I was like, I don't need to get to know you. And it reminded me, like, at first I was like, well, she doesn't have to be a big bad like Thanos. But then I'm like, yo, man, remember Ronan the Accuser?
Yeah.
That nigga was in like 3 movies. Right. And
Hela. Hela was fire.
Like, but I'm just saying, like, a lot of the good villains.
Yeah.
Like, you don't show up on my screen and I know immediately, yo, I don't need to know jack shit about you.
Right.
Like she came in and I was like, was she mad? I guess she's mad about some shit. I don't know.
Somebody fucked up something with her.
Yeah. And I was like, that's it. So it's just like, they don't give us anything to kind of be attached to.
Yeah.
And the conflicts that they do come up with are all like, oh, Monica Rambeau is mad that old girl went away and then come back for 30 years. Like,
right.
Okay. I mean, like, When you see what happened to the world, like to the universe, and 50% of everyone disappeared, you gotta kind of say, "Oh, okay, so like maybe she was up to some more important shit than fucking seeing how you did on your algebra test, you know?"
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, no, but I thought it was better than what I expected, because I expected it to be completely trash, and I was like, "Oh, like this is actually kind of cool, like you know."
Yeah.
I
just like they need something to get them back, and I don't know what that something is gonna be. I really don't.
Can I give y'all my takeaway from y'all little conversation?
Yeah,
that's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the other thing.
I'm not gonna take the time out of my day.
My fault. There is one thing: the after the credits scene. That's the one thing that is, I don't know. Spoiler alert: this movie been out for months.
Yeah.
So Monica Rambeau saves the day by basically sacrificing herself and going through this unknown hole. But what it ends up doing is sending her into an alternate reality. And so when she wakes up, she's in a hospital bed. Sitting next to her is her mom. Her mom is supposed to be a died of cancer. She's like, "Oh shit, mom, what are you doing? I've missed you so much." Da, da, da. And her mom is kind of like, "Oh, nigga, I don't know you." And then Kelsey Grammer as Beast from X-Men walks in and asks Monica Rambeau's mom, who's binary, "What's this about?" She's like, "I don't know. I've never seen her in my life." And we realize we're in an alternate reality where the X-Men exist. So the X-Men are going to be more formally introduced into the MCU now. That was cool. I thought that was pretty cool. But
no, I fuck with that. I thought it was like, the only kind of like worthwhile activity in the whole movie, to be quite honest with you. The rest of it, you know, that's the other thing, like the new MCU phase or whatever, it's really disjointed, and like it doesn't seem like,
it doesn't feel like a story.
Yeah,
it feels like, and they might be able to bring it all together some way, but especially it doesn't feel like a story, which I guess might be a positive, because if they wrote my man Jonathan Majors out,
right,
they have to rearrange a bunch of shit anyway.
Yeah, but isn't he being recast? Who did they say is going to be?
Is he recast? I thought they were going to like pivot to Dr. Doom.
No, I think that, I don't know. The last thing I saw was that he was going to be recast by like, I don't know.
Somebody. I'd rather him be recast than you know what?
They say it was supposed to be Bull?
Who?
My man. The dude that he was the talk of the town like a week ago.
That's what I thought. It was Coleman Domingo, right?
Yeah. Homie, yeah.
Oh,
Coleman Domingo. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
You know, dude, yo. You know him. He was in Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, he's that, and Rustin, that new movie. That's...
Niggas, I'm looking at his shit. It's a bunch of shit I ain't never seen. Not seen Rustin, not seen The New Color Purple, not seen Fear the Walking Dead, not seen The New Candyman. I saw Ma Rainey's Black Bottom for Bob. Oh, yeah. I don't remember a fucking thing.
I did like that movie.
I saw Zola.
Did you see Euphoria?
Yeah, who was he in Euphoria?
He plays Zendaya's sponsor.
A sponsor.
Oh, he was.
They only get that. They did that one scene where they're in a diner, and that's it. Yeah, you know what I mean? And he comes like around a little bit.
Is that coming back? Like, what's the deal with that?
Yeah,
genre?
It is. Yeah, it's coming back. They got to work some stuff around though, because you know, Angus passed away. So,
yeah.
That's another thing too. Like, it makes me wonder about. I think I was texting about the Mandalorian movie. Like, I know they was gonna have to have Carl Weathers in there. So,
yeah, it's gonna be tough. I mean, you can't recast that.
No, you can't. You can't. But then, like, that's the whole tricky thing with Star Wars, is that they've already given us two AIs.
Yeah,
they gave us. Grand Moff Tarkin,
yes,
and Princess Leia. Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but anything after Rogue One, mm-hmm. that's not James Earl Jones. That's AI voice.
Really?
Yep.
Damn.
Rogue One was the last thing he voiced.
That's crazy.
Rogue One and Rebels season two. And then after that, he signed the rights to them that they can use his voice. Because even in Rogue One, you can hear that nigga old.
Right.
That nigga,
he's not like, the same Darth Vader.
Yeah, Darth Vader having a hard day today.
Excuse me. You seen that they re-releasing Phantom Menace in theaters?
Yep. May 4th is going to come out.
Are you going to go see it?
Damn right I am. I'm going to take the kids. That's the only thing that's going to get me to the theater. Wow. I know how this movie go.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know if I would be like interested to go see it in a theater again, but I actually saw it originally in the Magic Johnson Theater.
You should go back to the same Magic Johnson Theater and watch it again there, just for symmetry.
For nostalgia, yeah.
Where did I see it? I saw it. It must have been in Atlanta. Yeah, I saw it in Atlanta. Yeah, that was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, 1999.
Woo. What's the best out of the prequel trilogy?
The last one,
yeah,
Revenge of the Sith. Like that's the best one. Like that's like because they got away from the whininess and got into like let's do some shit here, man.
Yeah, for sure. Jeff, are you not a Star Wars?
Nah.
Yeah. No, I'm not letting y'all. I'm just letting y'all nerd out real quick.
It's a Mino rolls. An order of Mino rolls for Jeff. Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This nigga, man, you ever order Uber Eats? I hate when they say, yo, this shit'll take 20 to 30 minutes. An hour
maybe
later.
Longer.
Yeah, it's an hour though. Nigga,
and you can't get your food free. It's just nothing. Your food just cold. Just don't give me.
You know, having to warm up your food when it gets there is actually one of the worst things that can happen to you when you order. I'd rather my order be wrong and hot.
I got fucking shamed on Twitter cold for complaining. And right. They hit me with that. They were like, how dare you? Who the fuck do you think you are? The nigga, if you've ever been to my place, Jerv's been to my place, it's like hard to get in, for one. If the instructions say, it's very simple, by the way. I got a virtual doorman, buzz you in, get you in, whatever. Leave at my door, not at the building door. Yep. Leave at my door. Yep. Like, I'm here, bro. Even if you having problems getting in, I will walk my black ass downstairs and come meet you. This nigga left the food on top of a bush, took the picture, and niggas is like, hey, yo, you usually couldn't go get your food? Nigga, that shit was sitting out there for a minute, too. I didn't get no alert, nothing, nigga. So my food cold. I'm like, nigga, the leave at the door shit, what's up? Like, the whole time that shit just been sitting there. It's cooked. It's
dog, cooked. I'm telling you, like, and people were like, oh, must be nice, or this is the biggest problem in your life. I said, number one, suck my dick. Let's start there. Suck my dick. If your life is so fucking tough, so tough that, like, how dare I complain about some shit that I just want you to do your fucking job. You know what? That I pay for. You know what? You know what you can do? You can go suck a dick. Because here's what. If your life is that tough, why the fuck are you on the internet reading about people's food and shit? Should you be addressing your tough ass life?
To be fair, it'd be homeless niggas with phone plans. That shit lit to me. Niggas still be tapped into the world, nigga, despite not eating. That shit fire.
I'm like, nigga, you need to find something else to do. Because this niggas shit right here.
Niggas be on the subway with me cook, bro. But nigga know. He know everything that's still going on. They know what day. They know what time it is. That shit fire to me. Like, nigga, the technology got them niggas cooked. I'm like, man, this shit is wild.
What the fuck happened to my order?
Yeah. Oh, well, right now, literally.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, listen. Oh, this is we're not live. Never mind. I was gonna say, yo, we listen to the pod. Fuck your order, nigga.
Jason, as a writer, how do you feel as a driver and a writer, right? When you get into an Uber and that shit smell. Like, what's the rifle star should a nigga give for a bad smelling car? Because I'll be feeling bad. I still don't give a nigga a one. I might let the window down, but my nose is so sensitive, nigga.
It's an automatic one star. And if I think I may have said this before, but my biggest issue with people getting in my car is people smelling. Like, that's, you know, people
that shit always don't leave your car. You stuck with
you
it.
Gotta, you got to air it out.
You got to eat the poop.
You got to air it out, because a lot of motherfuckers, you know, man, a lot of people smell, you know, like niggas be.
I was just about to say that, dog.
Niggas be smelling like backwoods and must. You know, some people got that wet dog smell. Some people be smelling like the back of the kitchen, wet noodles. So, like, niggas be smelling
wet noodles.
Yo, anything.
What does wet noodles smell like?
It just smells like the.
I didn't know one nigga that smelled like a mop though. Like a mop
that's
in a bucket.
Saying.
That shit was crazy. It was like a very stale stink.
Yeah, like and it'd be a lot of motherfuckers that be smelling, like, especially like motherfuckers get in groups. Niggas with backpacks be smelling. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of.
Hold on, my nigga, because I stay with a backpack, my nigga, in my hot.
You a smelly nigga, man. That's what it is. Smelly ass jerk with a backpack.
90% of the time, a nigga with a backpack gonna have a stench to him.
I'm telling you, bro. Listen,
like, I'm just saying, like, and it could be a nigga that think he fresh coming out the London hotel, and a nigga gonna smell like the pack of old Oscar Myers, like.
Damn,
this nigga got—he laying in some.
I'm standing up with a backpack community, my nigga.
I'm just saying. So that's my number one.
So a one.
That's an auto one. Yeah, and then getting.
Can you just not give him a rating?
You have to. You don't have to. You could skip, but like by default, does it affect your score if you skip?
No. So like as a rider, like when you don't press it, it doesn't show up as anything. You know what I'm saying? But as a driver, I think automatically I'll give you 5 stars. Like if I just hit like accept after the ride is done. So I can like, it's so hard. One of the funny things, and it's never gotten awkward, but like, it's a funny kind of like, it could possibly get awkward moment. So sometimes when I want to give somebody like 3 stars, 2 stars, 1 star, whatever, like, you know, when the ride is done, you have to like swipe. And then like their name pops up with like the rating, and then that's when you give it. But they're like also in the process of getting out the car. So like, I kind of want to wait to the, if I want to give them a low rating, I kind of want to wait till they get out the car so they don't see me like giving them the one star. But so I'll just be like,
so you sneak this the one star?
Yeah. I'm like low key sneak this in, you know what I'm saying? Subtweeting the nigga in the front seat, like, yeah, nigga, you were trash. One, you know. And then they ask you to put like what the reasoning was, you know, but it just be like random shit. It's never, you know, because sometimes I give a nigga a one star if it's 48 degrees and a nigga want to roll the window down. Hey, bro. Yeah, one star, son.
Did not. So is there any in between on like four stars to three stars? You go straight to one star?
No, I give a nigga some threes. I don't never do a four because it's like, what's the point? Either you five or I really got to cut you down to three.
I've done a three before. If the backseat is fucking filthy.
If it's 40 degrees outside, it's middle of the night.
That means you stink.
And you rolling the window down in the back of my car, you're an asshole. Like, why are you rolling the window down?
He might think you stink, though.
Nigga, I keep air freshener.
Hold up, my nigga. So everybody else can come in your car and stink, but you trying to tell me there's never one time that you could have been the reason that they rolled the window down?
No, more often than not, they roll the window down because they feel like the car is too warm, but they don't speak up and say anything about it. So they just roll the window down. Or they're just, you know, somebody who runs high. Y'all know people, some people just...
My nigga, I love you, bro. My nigga goes from you roll my window down, you bitch ass nigga. One star, yo.
No, like, that's, I'm
how dare you?
I can give because it's certain things that are like really significant to me because that means you just being a jerk and you know that it's getting cold as motherfucker.
What if they just like I like riding with the window crack, my G.
But if it's like 52 degrees outside.
Yeah, like that. I can't get a little breeze.
I just checked my rating. I'm at 4.85, and I know why my shit got docked a couple times. Phoenix, I was with some hoes, and they was doing too much in the backseat. They were like, hey, another time I was with some chick, and she opened up a bottle, like in the backseat, like open shit.
Of what?
Alcohol.
But like, a bottle of what?
Yeah, what was
probably some tequila. It was okay. Probably some tequila. Like, yeah,
it wasn't
but like
champagne, right?
No. Nothing that got like spilled, but it was it was one of them things. And I think another one, like I think at the time my girl didn't want to put on a fucking seatbelt. Yeah.
Hold on. So niggas be out here getting mad because niggas is fucking not just sitting still with their arms by their side.
I mean, rightfully so, nigga. They gotta be comfortable driving.
Derv, I got a 4.86. I never talk. I never interact, and like the niggas just don't like me. I don't know what it is.
If you're playing music on your phone, or like I can hear your like Instagram is super loud and you're docking you. I'm
damn,
telling you,
this nigga, yeah, oh my god, yeah,
his personal pet peeves out on the nigga, bro. That shit crazy.
If you're talking to somebody on speakerphone the whole ride. Docking for sure.
That's crazy.
Why are you talking to somebody? We're in the car together.
Are you an Uber black rider? What do you classify?
Rider or driver?
Driver. I mean, X or black.
I'm X and comfort.
Nigga, being comfort, bro. I should be able to do what the fuck I want to do back there.
Like if what? I'm so you saying you gonna? We on a 20 minute ride. You bro. Playing Instagram videos, all listen. Kind of shit. I can hear
Jay.
No, I gotta just listen to your shit and shut the fuck up.
Jerv,
yes, comfort.
Jerv,
get the fuck out of here.
Jerv, for comfort, I get options, nigga. Silent ride and heat. Temperature
right.
shit.
Okay. Right. Exactly. So. So
it's the complete opposite. You gotta shut the fuck up.
No, I'm saying so. So for comfort, you get options, right? You get the temperature. Either you want it hot or cold, which I do, and then it's either quiet ride or happy to chat. It ain't no option for play my Instagram videos loud in the back, or I'm gonna have a loud conversation on speakerphone for 20 minutes. Like that
doesn't quiet ride mean I want you to not right, say that's, nothing
that's
to
and
you.
And
that's for you, not for me.
And I shut the fuck up.
When you go Quiet Riot,
but this nigga about to dock my fucking score.
Because
so
I'm talking.
Because I'm talking on the phone.
I paid for you not to talk, not me, fam.
Be happy but I'm sharing the conversation talk, with you, nigga.
But you, but you talking and you think it's, so y'all think it's just, it's socially acceptable to talk on speakerphone on your phone and in public. Yes, I'm asking. Y'all think that's cool?
Only if I'm in that situation where in I know situation, I got it.
You think it's cool to talk on a speakerphone in public, nigga, for a long amount of time?
Sure, it's my phone.
But I'm not. I don't like it. I don't like it in public to be 100 like with any, you. I don't like it in public.
Being that does that over two. You have a 2 minute time.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But I'm saying if I'm in the car and technically I got a service to come get me. I paid you. I should be able to do what, as long as I'm not being disrespectful towards you or disrespecting your car, your personal preference. Maybe you should add that to your profile so I can say like no to this bull. Like, oh.
I could see it on his face.
That's the nigga, the no speakerphone nigga.
Yeah. You gotta put that in your bio, my nigga. No speakerphone.
Nigga, speakerphone is made for that's what the service is for, nigga. My hands full. I'm doing some other bullshit.
Hands full. You're sitting in the car, my nigga. Like,
you don't know what I'm doing back there. I might be rolling up some weed, nigga.
Star taking off. You gonna roll up? You got your goddamn mind. You got your goddamn mind.
Hey, so if you see the nigga rolling up in LA, bro, in the back seat, you smell it first of all because you gotta smell it, especially.
Yeah, now
LA.
You got my car smelling like weed. You probably spilled crumbs in the back.
So you gonna pull a car over?
Oh, no. I'm not interrupting the ride. I'm just gonna dock you at the end. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just gonna be.
The irony, the bad, Jason, you saying this shit, but the bad shit about Uber is sometimes, like Amin said, his mom ended up with the same rider. Nigga, don't be that nigga getting in the car like, oh, that's that bitch ass nigga that docked me for my weed.
I wouldn't
like,
nigga know if it was even, but even still.
Because he waited till they get out.
Exactly. But I wouldn't even feel a way like if a nigga really wanted to press. Like, I tell a nigga straight to his face, like, yeah, my nigga. That's weak, bro. So vaping, if a nigga's eating in the car, drinking alcohol, because
I can't even dabble one real time.
I have definitely walked into a car with like a White Claw in my hand.
That's what I'm saying, like, bro. That shit is janky.
One star. You get a one star. You get a one star.
Uber lives matter, man.
Well, hold on, I didn't spill anything. Like,
he don't care.
It depends
bro.
On the night. It depends on the night for drinking. Sometimes I let it slide and I won't dock a nigga. You know, sometimes
man, you might let that, bro. If that shit happened 100 times, you might let that thing slide like man. 5. Like, yo, that ain't a couple times.
Now, just hold on. Here's the question.
Yeah.
Other than body odor, which it doesn't matter, but like some of these infractions, speakerphone talking, drinking, maybe having some food or whatever, would you let it slide if it's a bad bitch doing it?
Oh, of course. Ooh. Bad bitch scale is different from everybody
else's hate.
Scale.
That's crazy.
Everybody
hate,
knows
man.
That. You know what I'm saying? It's like a crazy different hate, man. Rating system. They started like a 10 star. And then they get it. It's a long way to get to 5. It
started 10 stars.
I respect
a long
that.
Way to get to 5.
Oh, my God.
She gotta be real egregious. No,
oh my God. All right. We gave the people some show. We gave the people some sports, some non-sports, some cultural shit. We gave people a history lesson. We gave people some shit talking. We gave some people some personal. We talk about the hairlines and shit. We gave them everything. So now we ask you to give us one more thing. Your Patreon membership, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in so you get all that extra content. For Jason Madison, for Trayvon Edwards, for John Gervais, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.